Thank you for calling customer service. It's time I assist you.
Hey, good morning. Your name is what?
Ty.
Ty? Oh, okay. I have a question on, actually, a problem with a bill that I got at my statement from the bank, and it says I was billed two different times from Keto, Keto, whatever it is, for one being, let me see, $56 on November 2nd. Another one was Little Nest Keto. I don't know who they are, $89.95. Could you possibly help me with these?
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a moment, okay, while I take a look at your account.
Thank you.
I'll put you on a brief hold.
Sure.
Okay, ma'am, can I first start out by getting your zip code?
I beg your pardon?
Can I first start out by getting your zip code?
Oh, it is, 33030.
Can you repeat that, ma'am?
I'm sorry. Wait. I'm just losing it. 60030.
You say 60030?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can I have your first and last name, ma'am?
First name is Teresa, last name is TNTEEHAN.
And can you verify your shipping address for me?
It is 11 West Shore Drive, Grays Lake, Illinois.
Okay, you say you would like to do what, ma'am?
I want to question some bills that were on my statement, and the very first one, 1019, it says Keto, whatever, and it was $6.97. I don't know what it's for. And then I had, after that, I had Keto, let me see, Little Nest Keto for $89.95 on October 26th. And then another one for November 2nd on $56. And I believe there was another one in, I think it was November, after November 10. I'm not too sure what date that was.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can see from what I'm looking at is, like, it looks like your account has been canceled since September 25th.
September. So since September 26th?
Since September 25th, your account has been canceled.
Okay, so why? I don't even know what these are for. As far as I know, I never dealt with your company, and I got in touch with the bank to see what it was all about, and they were able to give me some credit on these things. But when would I have ordered anything? Prior to the 26th.
Yes,
first
ma'am.
Of all, what is it for?
What's the product for?
Yes, ma'am.
It's an all-natural product that helps you lose weight.
Oh, okay. Okay. I would not have ordered that. The other thing is that do you have any other charges on the account? You say it was completed or finished?
You saying that your account been closed since September.
September. But why would I continuously be billed for this? One of them is in October 26th, and I think I mentioned those to you. And the other is November 2nd, and another one in November. November 10th, it's not on my statement.
Well, I don't see it in the system where you was billed on November or October. The last time you was billed was September 3rd, and you called in and got it canceled on September 25th.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. September 3rd, did you say?
Yeah, that's the last time you was billed, September 3rd. And September 25th is when you called in to cancel.
And then tell me, when did, what was the amount on September 3rd?
The amount on September 3rd, it was 95.94.
September, it only starts here. You know what? I have no idea. Oh, yes, I could see 95. And is this Mirage Body Max Claims?
Ma'am?
Is this the correct name on this? Because I'm looking at here for $95 on September 25. It's Mirage Body.
Yes,
Max
ma'am.
Claims? Is that the name of it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. See, I have no idea what that is about, and I do apologize. Don't want to give you guys a hard time, but I think I got in touch with the bank regarding that, but you said it was canceled on September 25th?
Yeah, September 25th, it was canceled.
Okay. All right. I do... Thank you for your help, and I just want to make sure that my credit is okay. But thank you so much for your patience. And you have, are you celebrating Christmas?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, I want you to have a happy and blessed Christmas. I hope they let you off.
Oh, no, ma'am, I got to work.
You're kidding. Oh, no. Oh, well. Well, I hope you have a good day anyway. And a Merry Christmas to you regardless, okay?
Okay, yes,
so,
ma'am.
But I just want to make sure I have no other outstanding bills with your company.
No, ma'am.
Okay. How could that possibly happen that I've been charged those things? I have no idea what they are and how. Please tell me, I'm so dumb with this. I don't understand these. I'm so silly about this. How could somebody order something like this and me not know?
You ordered it, ma'am?
No, I said I had no idea until I got my statement that I questioned it. But how is it somebody could order something like this? Without my knowledge.
I don't know.
Does it happen?
Oh, so you're saying you did not order the product?
No, ma'am. I did not. I'm curious as to how could people order something, you know, when they don't, I don't use my charge card just for anything. I don't give it to anybody. But it's possible. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
But, I not only that, I never got the product.
You haven't? So I didn't come to 11 West Shore Drive?
Yes, ma'am. That's my address. Well, you know what? I'm not going to deluge you with all of this stuff because...
Oh, you're fine, ma'am.
You know what? You, God knows you have enough
ma'am.
Work there. Yeah.
You're fine.
Okay. No, I find it curious to find out that this has been, I have not received it, and I don't know how my charge card could have been used like this. But
okay.
you being you being in the business of having people order over time, mm-hmm. do you see people using a charge card?
Yes, we see people use different types of forms. We see people use different types of form of paying, like prepaid cards, and
uh-huh.
bank cards, credit cards.
You know what? I must tell you, I am very, very, very naive with this. I came to something, and I'm sad that I can't order over the phone, that I would have to worry about being bills or something. But anyway, no matter. It's taken care of. I got in touch with the bank, and they go on to, I don't know what their process is, but I do thank you, and I wish you a very happy Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas to you, though.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.